Table track one.
Well, hello, guys. Today is Sunday, September 15th, 2013. Today, I thought I'd cover a neat program that I just found out about, and I know many people just don't know much about all the NCH programs. Now, this is not an audio editor. The program I am going to be covering today is Slice Audio File Splitter. That is the name of the program. And just to let you know, Slice is a it's not an audio editor. I'll say that again. It's only a split program to split files. And it's a very, very easy program to use. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get right into it. I'm going to go to my desktop.
Windows M, desktop, A, and A, audio and conversion tools, enter, audio and S, not selected, slice audio file splitter,
now,
slice
I'm gonna,
audio file splitter.
I'm going to open it up, and we're going to see what's in the menu. Now, there is a little glitch in the update process. It doesn't update, and it should. So, I have a kind of an older version, like a version for Windows 7, so I have to run it in compatibility mode because I'm running Windows 8 64-bit, Windows 8 Pro 64-bit, and believe it or not, I am running JAWS 15 public beta with Vocalizer Expressive Samantha. Now, here I go. I'm going to press enter on this Slice Audio File Splitter.
Enter. User account control dialog. Do you want to allow the following program from an unknown publisher to make changes to this computer? Program. Yes button. Space. Audio and conversion tools unavailable. Slice audio file splitter dialog.
Now.
List view. Zero items. To move to items, use the
arrow
key. There's
going to be zero items here. And this is a very interesting program. And I love it. And I could show you what's in the menu before we go ahead and get really into it. There's not much to this program. It's small, and you can get it at www.nch.com/slice. Excuse me, I said it with a P. Slice Audio File Splitter. Now, I'm going to do the Alt key. We're going to go into the menus briefly.
Menu, file, to move, file menu, open file dot 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 control plus O, O. Tools menu, options dot dot dot, O. Tools, T. Tools menu, file menu, open file
now,
dot dot dot
file.
Control plus O, O. Exit Alt plus F4. Open file dot 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 control plus O, O.
Okay. Now.
Tools menu, options dot dot dot, O.
Options, we're going to go into options here.
Tools. Tools menu. Options dot dot dot.
Okay, now let's click on options and see what we got here.
Enter. Leading menus. Options dialog. MP3 lossless slice radio button checked. One of two. To change the selection, press
okay.
Up or down arrow.
MP3 lossless radio button checked. Okay, we're going to tab again.
Tab. MP3 re-encoded slice radio button not checked. Two of two. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
MP3 encode radio button not checked. Re-encode. I don't like to re-encode my files. I like to keep them the same way.
Tap MP3 MP3 settings button. To activate, press spacebar.
Okay, we're not going to look at those because those are just the encoding settings and the things like that.
Tap OGG settings button. To activate, press spacebar.
OGG settings button.
Tap FLAC settings button. To activate, press spacebar.
FLAC settings. The settings for FLAC.
Tap WAV settings button. To activate, press spacebar.
There's a wave. There's settings for wave.
Tap other settings. Overlapping of tracks. Number of seconds edit. Zero. Tap OK button. Tap can't tap help button. To activate,
okay,
press
now
spacebar.
We're gonna control tab again, and I'm gonna show you what's in the next menu.
Below you can customize the way Slice will output files. File name, John Doe part 01 of 13.mp3 edit, first tap, title, the title part 01 of tap, track combo box, tap, restore to default, tap, OK, tap, cans, tap, help button, to activate, press
back
spacebar.
To the help button again.
MP3 lossless slice radio button checked, one of two,
okay,
to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
That's all I have to show you to those menus. Now, we get into the fun part now.
Alt tab. Audio and conversion. Alt tab. Slice audio file splitter dialog. Options dialog. MP3 log F4. List view. Zero items.
Okay.
To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now, we're going to add our file to split. Now, what this does is if you're recording, if you have a cassette that you recorded and you did not want to use an audio editor, well, you do have to record with something like Goldwave or Audacity, whatever you have. I mean, I have Audacity. So, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to add the file.
Menu, file, file menu, open file dot 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 control plus O.
Now, I'm gonna open the file. Now, here we go.
Enter, leaving menus, list view, zero items. To move to items used.
I'm going to browse for my file now, and you're going to see that.
Tap, files of type, tap, open button, tap, cancel, tap, address, tap, search music, tap, locate audio, tap, folder layout pane, tap, button close, but tap, tree view, music, 2 of 4. To move through or expand items, use the arrow key. Level 2, pictures, music, documents, music.
Okay, we're in the music folder.
Enter. Tap, shell folder view, items view multi-select list box, my music expanded, not selected sponge rotting pinata, public music expand, my music expanded, sponge rotting pinata full album, one sponge rotting pinata full
okay,
album.
Okay, we're going to do sponge rotten pinata. So that's the one I want to do. I'm on that file, and I selected it. Now, the second thing I'm going to do is I am going to split it.
Tap, header, name split, tap, file name, tap, files of, tap, open button, space, list view, 1 of 1. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now, I think I opened it. Let's pray to the Lord and hope I did. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to slice it. There's going to be a button, and it's a slice button. Let's see how this works here.
Tap, slice folder, edit spin box, 1, to set the value, tap, duration, tap, spin control, tap, slice button, 2, space, slice audio file splitter dialog, the output folder Bobby's music doesn't exist, do you want to create it? Yes button, to activate press spacebar, alt plus Y.
Oh, let me tell you something about this program before I proceed. Now, this program is going to tell you that the folder doesn't exist because when you rename the folder after you sliced it, it is going to, say that the folder's not there because you've taken that folder. Now, I think I hit yes.
Tap, no button, tap, cancel button, tap, yes button. To
now,
activate,
I'm going
to
hit yes
bar,
button.
Alt plus Y.
Yeah, Alt Y is yes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do an Alt Y. And you will see what happens when I split this file. Okay, now, here we go.
Space, splitting file dot 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 dialog. Mm. Splitting files dot 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 scanning for split points. Cancel button. Mm. To activate, press spacebar.
It's splitting right now. And, I'm hopefully gonna be able to just split a little bit of it because, I want to just show you that I can do this. So, let me root my JAWS to PC while this is splitting.
Root JAWS to PC. Slice audio file splitter copyright NC. Scanning for split points. Splitting files dot scanning for split points. PC cursor.
Okay, we're still scanning for split points. Now, while I'm doing this, I could talk to you a little bit about, other things, including slice audio file splitter. NCH is a suite that it's popular.
List view, 1 of 1.
Sighted
to move to items, use the arrow keys.
For sighted people, it is very popular. It's very popular even in the blind community. A lot of blind people are using all different programs written by NCH software. And which is great. I mean, I love the fact that many of you know about these programs. All of us, anybody can get their hands on them. A lot of them are free, but some of them you do have to pay for. And there's Switch. Remember, I did my Switch podcast. There was Slice Audio File Splitter. There's Switch. There's WavePad. There's a SoundTap streaming audio recorder. Many of these were just great. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a Windows M.
Windows M, desktop, folder, audio and converse.
And I'm going to go to my users folder, Bobby Music, and you are going to see that this split up good.
Enter. Computer C. Compact. Enter. Compact C. U. Users. Enter. U. B. Bobby. Enter. Bobby.
Okay, we're going to go to My Music.
Antivirus M. Not select M. My Music.
Okay, here we go.
Enter. My Music. Items. One item. One items. One item. One. One item. One item. Selected 119 megabytes.
Oh, you know what?
Folder view list view.
I forgot. It does not. For some reason, this program didn't set me up to go into the My Music. I made one little mistake. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go into my audio and conversion tools, because that is where the folder is, and we're going to open it up from there.
A, antivirus and A, audio and conversion tools. Enter.
Okay, here we go. Now.
Tab, audio and conversion tools. Toolbar desktop, tab, search bar, tab, tree view, tab, items view, multi-select, switch sound file, slice audio file, splitter.
I'm looking for, the audio and conversion tools because...
Switch Bobby's Music.
Oh, here we go. It's in Bobby's Music. I'm going to open this up and you are going to see what this program had done.
Enter Bobby's Music. Items view, multi-select, list box, sponge rotting, pinata, full album, part 2 of 8. Enter.
See how this split up?
Alt F4, Bobby's Music. Items view mult, sponge rotting pinata, full album, part 3 of 8. Enter.
Alright!
Alt F4, Bobby's Music. Items view mult, Alt F4. Alt F4.
Alright, so. There you go. There you have it. A splitting program without using an audio editor. It's called Slice Audio File Splitter. And that concludes this podcast, but let me see.
Alt tap, slice audio file, alt tap, my music. Alt tap, slice audio file splitter, alt F4, my music.
Okay, now.
List box, alt F4.
I have to get out of Audacity here. But that concludes this podcast, and I will give my contact info, as usual. And my email address is bvinton@optonline.net. That's my email address. My email address is bvinton@optonline.net. My Skype name is cdburnerman44. That is cdburnerman44. So, wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton, I hope you like this. Oh, and the Slice program, it is a free program. I thought you had to pay for it. You don't. It's free. You get it at www.nch.com. That's site number one. www.cnetdownloads.com. And that wraps it up for me, Bobby Vinton. I will be back with another podcast soon. I hope you enjoyed this little podcast that I did.
Alt tab, desktop, alt tab, Audacity, table track one.
Bye for now. This is Bobby Vinton signing off.